How are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing amazing. Really
Yeah.
excited. I'm so excited. We're coming in November, so really
Oh,
excited.
that's awesome. Where are you
Yeah.
gonna be at?
I have a list of places because we're touring. We're gonna do
Okay.
a tour.
Yep.
I'm not sure exactly where we're coming. I know it's like Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, like
The
some of the
big
main cities,
cities.
and
Yep.
Perth, I think, as well. And I think a couple smaller cities as well. So yeah,
Oh,
I'm
all
really
right.
excited.
Well, we'll be excited to have you here. I think even post-COVID, we haven't had many artists be able to come over. So that'll be really exciting for us.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
Yep.
Yay. It was such a, like, for me, I love being around people. I love sharing what God's done. And it was hard, really
Yeah.
hard. It's hard for my family because they used to be on the road as well. They come with me a lot. Like, they're going to come
Oh.
to the tour in Australia in November. So I'm really
Oh, that's
excited about
so
that.
good. How does that work then for you and your family while you're on tour together?
My wife homeschools, and actually, what's crazy is my two oldest daughters just graduated. Well, my oldest daughter graduated high school a year ago, and my youngest daughter just graduated 3 weeks ago.
Wow.
So they're done and
So no
good,
homeschooling there.
and then they're kind of trying to figure out what their next step is. They both are doing music, and so then my son is 11, so
Oh.
we'll see what he plays Legos. So that's his thing right
Yeah,
now.
that sounds
Yeah,
about right.
exactly. That's his
Oh,
age, you know.
that's so good. Well, congratulations on not just Anxious Heart, but the album that it came off of. That was released in 2021, correct? Can you tell me a little bit about the album before we jump into the meaning behind Anxious Heart and what that was like creating the album for you?
I think a lot of it stemmed from just really what I was experiencing, we were all experiencing during COVID, because that's most of the songs were written during that time. And I think it was a lot of just questions and battles and struggles that we all were experiencing, but just my own personal things that God was teaching me through that. Because I think there's a lot of, if you think about it, we all were just going, going, going in life, and then we had to slow down. It was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. It got us to like slow down and think. And I think a lot of it was I got to slow down and just assess what's going on in my heart. How am I really doing? And I think that this album was such a display of things, deep things that God was teaching me, during that time. And I was able to articulate it through music. And so for me, it's an album of really deep, probably years of just things that God was trying to, pull out of me and encourage me through and, walk me through that I was able to kind of hone in on during that time.
Now, I know you already talked about a little bit of the struggle, and I know, especially for artists, when your thing is touring and getting your music out there when the world shuts down, that can be a little bit hard. But I think one of the things I find interesting is some of the best albums have come from that
Oh.
period of So this album was one of that. Did you find that this true for you as well, though, that even though you weren't able to go out and do your music, it gave you more time to really focus on the writing process and just honing in on that, I guess.
Yeah, no, I'm now looking back, I'm thankful. For one, like, me and my family had the best time together. It was amazing. We had times of worship times and Bible studies and prayer. Like, it was beautiful. Like, I feel like we all grew so much in that way, even as a family. But yeah, I think I was able to really kind of focus in on, the depth of my soul, I guess you could say. And so I'm actually thankful for that time. And now it's exciting because, for one, I'm out playing again, and God's opening doors all over the world, for me to do all the, we're going to do, a tour in Europe as well, and Africa and South America. It's like God's opening these doors everywhere. And I'm like, okay, but I'm glad because I had time to really grow and to get out things that God was doing. And so for me, it's interesting because, like, I'm writing for a new record already because I just have so much. It's almost like now that I'm out, there's all these other things, and I'm like, ooh,
Coming up.
seen and being a part of, and it's exciting, really exciting.
I think often you find albums come out in like 2 year increments. And so I was like, oh, your last one was 2021. What's going to happen this year?
It's funny. I'm pushing it till April of next year
Okay.
because I really felt like once again I needed more time because I think a lot of it is I've done this for so long and I put out so many albums that I don't want to rush it. And I felt like that I had a lot go on after COVID to, like, because we were touring again, so I was so busy and I just didn't have time to write. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to push out an album. And so I did. And I said, nope, we're pushing it 6 months. And so they were like, that's totally fine. And
That's
I'm
probably
glad because
smart,
the songs that are
though.
coming out are off. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And now you'll get the chance to actually enjoy touring and then worry about the next thing next.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
I do want to talk about the single, and that's Anxious Heart. Can you tell me a little about the messaging behind that song?
Yeah, like 5 years ago, I was going through this kind of crazy, I call them irrational fears. And I remember I was constantly worried something bad was going to happen to my kids, literally. And it kind of like spilled over into other areas of my life too, that things that I were worried about. And I remember I was working out at one point, and all of a sudden I just started feeling this panicky feeling. And I just had a straight up panic attack, never had one before in my life. And I couldn't breathe, and didn't know what was happening. And for 2 weeks, I couldn't get out of bed. And I remember going through spiraling and going through just dark time and not even understanding what is going on. And my wife's praying for me. I'm, you know, listening to music, trying to like worship and whatever I could, trying to read my Bible, and just nothing. And finally, I was like, God, please. I was pleading with him, literally. And he spoke to my heart and just said, there's three things, you know, that he kind of spoke to my heart. And I don't say that lightly. A lot of people say, what does it mean God spoke to your heart? And I'm like, I don't know how else to tell you. Like, I was in a dark time and God really laid this on my heart, yeah. You know? And I wasn't trusting him with my family, with my future, or my finances. The three F's, I call them.
Yep.
And really from that, I just remember saying, God, forgive me. I surrender those things to you. And I gave them to him and said, they're yours. And a peace came over me, and he started lifting that weight off of me. And I think that, you know, for me, it's that it wasn't all of a sudden like, oh, I'm good now. It was like, okay, now this is a thing where I realize the enemy's going to use to try to steal, kill, and destroy. You know, it's like he's trying to do whatever he can, like a roaring lion seeking to whom he may devour. So it's like that constant, you know, thing can sometimes be there where I'm like, okay, am I getting panicky again? It's like, God, no, I gave it to you. And so it's been good, because the song, I'll give you the last thing, the lyric of the song, you know, I wrote that song because, you know, the chorus is very simple. It goes, you're the light when my world turns dark. And it seems like pretty simple phrase, you know? Yeah. But when I was going through that dark time, I've always heard Jesus is the light of the world. He's the light. Light always shines through darkness. Like, but when you experience something that dark in your life, and he actually does come in as the light and shed light on that and pull you out of that dark place, you're like, oh, I get it. Yep. It's real to me. And that's why that lyric means more than just face value. And then it says, you hold me together when I'm torn apart. When my thoughts have gone way too far, you're the calm for my anxious heart. And it's just what I experienced. The whole song is just writing what I experienced.
I kind of want to ask maybe a little bit of advice for those that'll be listening to this. How, for other people that are going through something like that, that kind of need to, I guess I would have explained it as like laying down of things. Yeah. Yeah. What exactly did that look like for you to actually give those things to God? Or what advice can you give for those people that are like, oh, I'm really struggling with this too, but I don't really know where to start?
Honestly, it's interesting because I didn't realize, instead of just saying, God, I lay him down at your feet, I had to repent. Mm-hmm. And it's, to some people, it's like, wait, what do you mean? It's like, well, I was lacking, and it wasn't like God was angry with me. It was so kind. He was so kind and like basically saying, Jeremy, I love you. Don't you trust me? You know what I mean? It wasn't a thing where it was condemning. It was like, just don't you trust me? I love you, you know? And I remember saying, God, I'm sorry. Forgive me, you know, for not trusting you. And that's when actually the weight was lifted, was when I asked for forgiveness. And it was so interesting because I realized that it wasn't like I was living in sin. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But it was in a sense, the sin of not trusting him. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The worry that I was holding on to. And obviously when you're worrying, you're not trusting him. So I'm like, God, forgive me for not trusting you. But that's one of the ways for me that was huge, that, you know, and actually physically, like, you know, calling out things, God, help me. I give the safety of my children to you. Cause that was one of the things, or I give, you know, their heart to you. Like it was specific things that I would say as well. And that really helped. Those two things helped.
Well, I heard your time short, so I just wanted to say thank you for doing this.
I know, it's horrible.
It's all right. We completely understand. I love your album. I really do think it was not just relatable, like in the time of the pandemic, but I like that there are messages that are still relatable two people today. So we're really excited to be playing it and Anxious Heart. And we're excited to see you in November.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
No worries at all. Have a good rest of your night. Yep.